Okay, so like I said, one of the big questions that I've been receiving lately is, hey, how am I able to be so efficient? And like I just gave you the 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss and then The Power of Full Engagement by Tony Schwartz and Jim Lohr are both incredible, incredible resources. And I don't recommend that you just take one of those and read it and just implement blindly what each say. I would say read both and then work on coming up with a system that works well for you. And I'll share with you what works well for me and what I've been experimenting with my clients over the course of the last few months, and have found that those of you that I've done this exercise with have become more productive, at least in the short term. It's been a short term since I've been doing it, so it's hard for me. I obviously can't give you long term results. And let me just try to give you the background to my thoughts, okay, and to what's been working for me. And maybe first of all, touch on the idea of time management. So often people talk about time management as being a way to be more efficient. And by the way, Timothy Ferriss in 4-Hour Work Week does not, and Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz in The Powerful Engagement do not. Okay, they to the best of my remembrance in reading them, neither one of them are proponents of time management, and neither am I. You know, time management sort of looks like, you know, goal-oriented. You look at your day, you have 8 hours, you can do an hour for this, an hour for that, an hour for that, an hour for that, and an hour for this, and at the end of the day, you've got these 8 hours of things to do. Okay, time management, sometimes, and I'm so boiling down the essence of time management that I'm probably going to go against everything that you've ever heard about time management, so please just get the flavor of it from me here. But time management often also looks like make a list of the 20 things that need to be done today and go do them. You know, the problem that comes from that type of time management or that type of goal-oriented planning is, obviously it works for some people, and if it's working for you, don't make any changes, okay? But for many people like me, if I make a list of 20 things that need to be done, I'm a pretty goal-oriented person, so I want to cross as many things off that list as possible. And what do? I start with the easy things. Because if I can cross off half the list in an hour because I've done a whole bunch of five-minute items, it makes me feel really good because at the end of the hour, I look at my list and it's half crossed off. And I don't know about you, it makes me feel really good. I've done half the work for the day in an hour. Okay, and then I take a break, and then I look back at the list and I say, okay, what's next? Now the easiest thing to do is a 20-minute item. So I go, I trudge through that, and I do another item. And now after 2 hours, I've got 12 items done. There's 8 items left. And the problem is because I've been working so feverishly these last 2 hours, I have left for me to do the most important, biggest things, and I'm my most tiredest because I was fresh at the beginning. I've worked hard for 2 hours, and I just don't feel like doing all of the work. Now it takes me the rest of the day to do one more item on my list. Now, at the end of the day, we could say that I've had success. I've done 13 of the 20 things that I suggested for myself to do. The problem is the 7 most important things were not done. The 13 least important things were done. Okay, that's a problem. Okay, now, obviously, that's an over-exaggeration of what happens. It doesn't always happen exactly like that, and there's many other problems that can sometimes creep into time management and goals. Okay, what I have found works better for me, okay, and this idea I primarily got from Timothy, okay, and that's the idea, one of Timothy's ideas is this idea that you come up, you figure out what the most important thing of the day is. So if you accomplished nothing else today, what would you want to get done? And Timothy's idea is, and I'm not quoting him word for word. I've read the book multiple times. I've read Powerful Engagement at least once. I think I've read it twice. I've studied the material quite a bit. I've studied commentary on the material, and obviously I use it in my own life. So I just want to be careful I give credit where credit's due. But Timothy's big idea here is, look, do the most important thing first. Okay, don't check email. Don't do anything. Get in there. And I believe there's even a book out called Don't Check Email in the Morning. I think it's written by a lady. I hate to go down this rabbit trail again. But now that I've brought it up, I really think that I should, just to be fair. I'm just going to go ahead, folks, as I'm teaching this, and I'm going to type this in online and give you the exact name. Okay, book is called Never Check Email in the Morning, and the book's author is Julie Morgenstern. Okay, and I have not read this book. I think I've read the one chapter that specifically speaks on email. And one of the concepts here that Timothy also refers to in his book is the idea that it's not just the time involved in email. So it's not just the 20 minutes that you may spend on email first thing. It's the fact that email is reactive, meaning that you are constantly reacting to somebody else. And what happens is you spend half an hour reacting, and now it's time to be proactive and do work. But your mental mindset is such of reaction. It's very difficult to switch that. And so all of this to say, Timothy's idea, who's begun to work really well for me, is do the most proactive, important thing in the morning. If you were to just do one thing today, what would that be? Do it and get it out of the way. And then, you know, you've got time. You could do number two. You could do number three, whatever the case is. And what I've begun to do is I've begun to ask myself, if there was one thing I accomplished this year, what would that be? Okay, now obviously it's a much bigger goal than something I would do in one day. Then the next question for me is, if I, in order to do that one big thing, what do I need to do each month? What's the one thing I need to do each month so that at the end of the year I've accomplished that? Okay. Then the next step is, what's the one thing I need to do each week to make that happen this month? Okay, and then once I have that weekly goal, the next question is, what do I need to do each day in order to make that happen? And if all I did was this one thing today, if all I did was this one thing tomorrow, if all I did was accomplish this one thing this week, this one thing this month, this one thing this year, how would I feel about my results? Okay, that's the core question that I have for myself. Okay, once I've asked that question, once you've asked that question, and once you really dig into it, you can realize that if you did nothing else but this one thing, your life, your business would be better off. Okay, let me give you an example. And I'll just use a live example because Elaine and I were discussing this yesterday. And Elaine and I have discussed this concept some, and I've even touched on it on these calls. You know, the question would be, if you were to do nothing for the next 4 weeks but create four products, and obviously everything goes along with them, create four sales letters, four products, and four download pages. If that's all you did for the next 4 weeks, and you didn't answer a single email, and you didn't write a single article, you didn't drive any traffic, would your business be farther along in 4 weeks than it is today? Okay, now, that question for some might be no, and for some it could be yes. I believe that in Elaine's world, that answer would be yes. Now, once we've accomplished that right there, and we said if we do nothing else but create four products in the next month, we're ahead. Then the question is, what can we do to minimize the impact of not getting all the other things done? Okay? So now that we've established that if we didn't do all the things that it takes us 8 hours a day now to do, and we only focused on this 1 month goal and did nothing else, we'd be ahead. Then we'd even be farther ahead if then we found an easy way to tackle all of those other things that don't necessarily need to be done, but we could, if we could maximize getting those things done, now we're really far ahead. Okay, so what if we have an 8-hour workday? We said, okay, fine, we're going to take 7 hours of every day for the next month to just get our monthly goal done. And then we were to ask ourselves, we have 1 hour to be reactive. We have 1 hour to answer email. We have 1 hour to talk with our outsourcers about their article writing. We have a total of 1 hour to do all of this. Then how can we best manage our time during that 1 hour to get all of the trivial things done? How can we manage our time best during that 1 hour? Then we're only managing time for 1 hour, The other 7 hours are simply put into doing what's important. Okay, now, you may say, well, if I did this for 1 month, it wouldn't make a big difference. I wouldn't have any more traffic, but I'd have 4 products. That might be cool. But what if we did that for a full year? What if we asked every month what we could do and not do anything else that would change our life? What if 1 month we created 4 products? The next month we wrote 1,000 articles for traffic. The next month we hired 10 outsourced people to start writing us 1,000 articles a month and posting them instead of us doing the work. The next month we were to create 4 more products. The next month we created a coaching program. The next month we hired 10 more outsourcers. The next month we did this, this, and this. At the end of the year, by just focusing on one thing a month, instead of managing our time, instead focusing on the action we need to get done at the end of the month, by the end of the month, what would our business look like? Well, at the end of the year, if we followed the model I just gave, we'd have 16 products, we'd have 2 coaching programs, we'd have 30 people writing articles and submitting them for us, we would have 10 product funnels, and that's probably only 8 months worth of work right there. Wow. What would our business look like 1 year from now if all we did was focus on each one of these things each month? Okay, that right there has been life-changing. That concept has been life-changing for me. Okay, because I know that there's days when I work for 8 hours. When I work, folks, I work. I can work all day long. I can skip lunch sometimes. And at the end of the 8 hours, I ask myself what I've accomplished. I've cleaned up my email box. I've edited a product. I've communicated with a few clients. Wow, 8 hours worth of work? It's all I can remember I've done for the day. I've done that before. Now, there's other days when I have said I'm not opening a single window. I'm not answering a single email until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All I'm going to do is focus on this one thing. At the end of the day, I've done 7 hours of real work. Okay, and then in that last hour of the day, I'm somehow able to accomplish everything I would have taken all day to do if I had started out on those things in the morning. I'm able to catch up on all my email. I'm able to respond to those 3 clients that really needed some help. And what was the last? And I'm able to edit the product. Okay? How? Well, it goes back to this idea that the time that it takes to do whatever it is that we need to do expands to fit the time allotted. And if we give ourselves 8 hours to run our business, it will take 8 hours. But if we give ourselves 7 hours to accomplish a life-changing goal and only 1 hour to run our business, we will get like 15 hours worth of time out of our day because we will get 7 hours of a life-changing activity done, and we'll get our entire business run in that 1 hour instead of taking 8 hours. That right there has been life-changing for me. Okay, now, what I've done with clients is, and I'm going to give a kind of a generic sequence here because I want you to be able to use it. And I've never done this generically before, and so I don't know how effective it'll be, but I hope that it will be effective. Okay, because what I normally do is a client will come to me and they'll give me a question such as, boy, I'm really struggling with my time management. And my question to them is, now we're going in as generic, how much time are you putting into your business each day or each week? And let's say this imaginary person now says 20 hours a week, 80 hours a month. My next question then is, and you can ask this for yourself, what have you accomplished in the last 80 hours? Okay, now, if you're like most people, you're not going to be able to come up with 80 hours of accomplishments for your last 80 hours. Okay, if you're lucky, you'll come up with 20. If you're average, you'll come up with 10, and maybe even less. Okay, so then the next question would be, what is the single biggest thing you'd like to accomplish next in your business? And that may be creating a product. That may be driving more traffic. That may be hiring 5 outsourced traffic drivers. That whatever that is. Okay, and so the question is, the next question is, okay, and so maybe in this generic exercise, you're thinking about this. You're thinking, what do I want to accomplish? So my question to you now would be, if you were to do nothing else for the next month except do whatever that goal is, just create the product, just drive the traffic, just create your coaching program, whatever that is, if you were to do nothing else would you be more effective in the next month than you have been in the last month? Okay, now, my guess is your answer is yes. Okay, again, this is a generic exercise, so I'm not getting the feedback I normally do. Okay, sometimes what I might hear is, well, no. And so then the question might be, well, I wonder if the goal is not big enough. Okay, and it's only 2 days worth of work instead of a month's worth of work. Okay, but my guess is that you're thinking, yes, my business would be farther ahead a month from now if I completed this one thing than if I had a repeat of last month. Okay, so now that we've established that, now we can say, okay, what's it going to take to get that done? What do you need? 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day for the next month, and you'll accomplish this. Excellent. Okay, now that we've said we could literally let everything else go and we would still be ahead, let's add the trivial things back in, but let's place a time constraint on those things. Instead of allowing ourselves, whenever we feel like it, from 8 to 5, to answer email, to look at other affiliate offers, to see what our competition is doing, to surf the web, to question whether or not we're writing on the right topic, to question if our outsourcers are doing the right work, to wonder, to think, and all the other things we do for 8 hours, what if we were to compress all of that and say, I'm not allowing myself to do that except for one scheduled hour a day? And that hour could be from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the evening. Or the hour could be from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Those are the only times I'm going to do all the things that I normally do. I'm going to put the other 7 hours into this one project, and all I'm going to do is work on that project. Now, my guess is that if you did that, it wouldn't take you a full month to do the full month's worth of work. Okay, and so then, if you're able to do it in less than that full month's worth of time, you've got two choices. You could take the rest of the month off, and your month would still be net positive against last month, or you could just start your next month early. Okay, now, once you've got the hang of this, what if you were to take this to the next level and ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish for the year? This might be something huge. This may be a number now, okay, whereas with a month, we may not have a number of sales, okay, but we may say there's this number I want to accomplish by the end of the year. I'm really hesitant to throw a number out there for this exercise. So let me see if I can do this without, because I don't want to limit anybody. You know, because if I throw a number out there, it's going to be too big for some of you, and then it's going to feel unreachable, and then for some of you, it's going to feel too small, and it's going to be limiting. So I really don't want to throw a number out there. I want you to create a number of what you'd like to accomplish in dollars in the next year. So be thinking about that. Let's just take 30 seconds. Don't speak it, because I don't want anybody else to know what everybody else's numbers are. It's your number. Okay? Make it realistic but aggressive. You know, what would make you happy about your internet business if you could generate in the next year? Or better yet, that you could be at a point of being able to generate for the following year. Okay? Because, you know, the bulk of your income, if you're growing every month, occurs in the last few months of a 12-month period of time. So you got that number in your mind. Okay, so what would it take to get to that number? And I'm just going to throw out some ideas, and you ask yourself, what would it take, okay, based on that number? Would it take having 6 new products? Would it take having 6 new products and 2 coaching programs? Would it take having 6 new products and 1 coaching program? Or could you do it in 3 products and a coaching program? Would you need some number of new subscribers per month? Would you need 200 new subscribers a month, 1,000 new subscribers a month, or 10,000 new subscribers a month? Would you need 1,000 new visitors a month, 10,000 new visitors a month, or 100,000 new visitors a month? What would it take to get you to that number? Maybe write down that what that would be. Just a guess here. You're probably going to be close. How many visitors a month would it take? How many subscribers a month would it take, and how many new products would it take to get to that place a year from now? Okay, great. So you've written that down. So the next question is, what would it take to get to that many subscribers? Okay, what would it take to get to that many subscribers? Would it take 1,000 articles a month? Would it take a $2,000 a month investment in pay-per-click? Would it take 2,000 blog posts a month? Would it take whatever it is that your area of specialty is in terms of traffic, what would it take to get there? Okay, great. So now that you know that number, what would it take to do that? What would it take to write 1,000 articles a month? Well, if you're good for 200, then now you have an 800 deficit. Okay, what would it take to have the 800 deficit? Oh, it'd take four outsourcers, let's say, for example. Okay, great. And then maybe if you're going to hire four, you might as well hire five and stop writing articles yourself. So, you know, what would it take? Could you hire five outsourced article writers over the course of the next year? Maybe you can't hire them right now because your budget doesn't include it, but if you grow towards that, could you in time? Some of you might have the budget that you could do it right now. Okay. What would it take in terms of product? Maybe it would take six products and two coaching programs. Well, what if you were to create one product a month for 6 months, and maybe you only spend half your time on that, so you could spend time on traffic? Okay, now, I focused on traffic here, but traffic and subscribers go hand in hand. If you're doing the subscriber work and you get the traffic, you got a conversion rate, subscribers happen. We could have used the subscriber number and then just multiplied by a factor to get the traffic number. Think about this. If you were to actually accomplish what you just wrote down, how would your life change over the next 12 months? Wow, it'd be incredible, wouldn't it? Okay. Now, if you were to break that down into 12 months, and if all you were to do was to work on this goals, on this action for the next 12 months and nothing else in your 8 hours, would your life and your business be ahead of where it is right now? Okay, now, if the answer to that is yes, and it should be, okay, the next question might be, could you accomplish all of that in 7 hours instead of eight? And probably you could. And if that's the case, could you then not compress all of your day-to-day business activity, like email and surfing and watching videos and checking on your competition and wondering if you're doing the right thing and all the other things you do with your day all day? If you were to compress all of those into 1 hour and spend 7 hours on these only the things that lead to your action, would your life be radically changed in the course of the next 12 months? Let's open the call up so you can answer that question based on what you've written down without sharing what you've written down, but based on what you've written down for yourself. Would your life be different 1 year from now if you were to follow the prescription that I've just given you?
Well, for me, I would say, yeah, drastically.
Excellent. Anybody else? Absolutely. Anybody else? Elaine? Beverly?
Sorry, Sean, I was muted. Oh, yes,
that's okay.
Definitely.
Okay, so let me ask you this open question. This is to everybody now. So some of you are unmuted now, and those of you that aren't, maybe you'll unmute. So let me ask you this. This is an open question. What would it take to convince you to simply do in your life what I just shared with you? Are you ready to change your life? Are you ready to simply decide what would change your life for the next 12 months? Break that into 12 months, make that your primary goal, and shrink all of the time you spend on everything else down to 1 hour. What would it take? And for everybody, it might be different. For some of you, it may mean that you've got to think about it for a couple of days. Everything that I've just heard has said that that would change your life if you were to do that over the course of the next 12 months. And what I've just shared with you, I've been doing in my own life in small part for the last year or so, okay? In huge part the last few months, I am experiencing incredible changes in the way that my business looks and runs. And every single client that I have shared just a fraction of what I've just given you has had an incredible life-changing moment when they realized what they could actually accomplish. And I believe that you can do it. The first step is deciding what you want to accomplish in the next year. The second step is asking yourself, if you did nothing else, would your life be radically changed by having accomplished that? If the answer is no, you probably don't have a big enough thing that you want to accomplish. If the answer is yes, however, the next question would be, excellent. What would it take to simply focus on that and nothing else for the next 12 months? How could you break that down into 12 segments of 1 month each, such that you get each one of those things done each month at the total ignorance of anything else that needs to be done, okay? Assuming a full-time week. Now, if you have a half-time week, then obviously your goal has to be consistent with that, okay? Now that we've taken, let's say, an 8-hour day, we said, this is what we're going to accomplish in the next year. This is what we're going to accomplish in the next 12 months. This is what we're going to accomplish in each of those months. If we do nothing else, this is what we're going to accomplish. Okay, now, the next step is, instead of giving ourselves 8 hours to accomplish that, make it 7. Simply make it 7. Give yourself 7 hours per day to accomplish this. If you have 4 hours a day to work, give yourself 3.5 hours. Okay? And then take everything else that you normally do for the daily maintenance of your business, things like answering emails and surfing the web and asking yourself if you're writing on the right topic, shrink those from 8 hours a day into 1 hour a day, or if you're working part-time, shrink those from 4 hours a day to half an hour a day, and then simply just do it. And if you were to just do what I've just given you, how would your life be changed over the course of the next 12 months? Think about it.